The bills in your wallet might look very different in a year or two. The government doesn't want to change our currency, but a judge has ruled that the Treasury Department has no choice. U.S. District Judge James Robertson says the Treasury discriminates against the visually impaired because U.S. paper currency is all the same size and texture. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
When you talk to blind people, you quickly learn that everybody's got their own system. Here's Jose Antonio.
For example, this is a one. You will roll it like this.
So you're rolling it up almost like a cigarette.
Yeah, like a cigarette. And let's say if this is a five, then what you do, you just bend it like this.
Antonio folds tens flat lengthwise and 20s into a tiny square. He was leaving New York's Lighthouse for the Blind, a community center. Another man there, Steve Pickens, says he keeps tens in his left sock and 20s in his right sock. Singles go in his pocket. Lenny Goldstein is Lighthouse's VP for Youth Services. He says he's always anxious when he's handed change at a store. He asks the clerk to announce what denomination bill he's handing over.
I will then turn to the next customer online and say, can you please tell me which is the five? So you're always in the process of making sure you're not being ripped off by, you know, the cashier or by the person who's collecting your dollars.
At home, the blind can ask a sighted relative to sort through their money, or some by a machine that reads denominations out loud. It costs a lot, though, so most can't afford it. Gordon Legg was on a National Research Council commission to figure out what the U.S. could do to make currency friendlier to the blind. They compared the dollar to other currencies.
We surveyed virtually all countries.
So where does the U.S. rank in terms of visually impaired friendly currency?
I think at the bottom. I think we have the most uniform and homogeneous currency of any country in the world.
Legg says that back in 1995, the commission consulted all sorts of experts and concluded U.S. paper money is a nightmare for the fully blind or for people like himself, the severely visually impaired.
One broad principle would be to make the currency bills as identifiable by touch as the coinage.
Different denominations could be different sizes, notes could be embossed, or the sides of bills could be cut in a distinct pattern, Legg says. So with so many different solutions to help blind people, why have none been implemented? Tom Ferguson used to run Treasury's Bureau of Engraving and Printing. He doesn't like any of these ideas. Embossed bumps quickly wear away, he says. Bills with cut edges are more easily ripped and don't last very long. The worst idea, he says, is changing the size of bills. Our entire economy is used to the long standard 6.25 by 2.5 inch bill.
And everything in our society is built around that. Everything from the cash register drawer to the slot on the fare card machine to the slot in the soda machine, the gaming machines, your wallet. Everything is built around that size.
Ferguson says the Bureau of Engraving and Printing can make whatever change the judge orders, but the cost of rehabbing countless million machines might far outweigh the benefit to the blind. Of course, others, particularly the blind, might disagree. The Treasury Department has 10 days to decide whether to appeal the judge's decision. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.
Banknotes from other countries already use designs that help the blind. You can see a sampling at npr.org.